This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board Audit Committee for September 22, 2015. It's 8:39 p.m. and my name is William Hairwagon. I'm the secretary of the committee. The chair, Brenda Medina, is going to be somewhat late, maybe a half hour. That's an estimate. And I'm going to be chairing at her request, and nobody objected. So let's take an official roll call. Virginia Browning?
Here.
Jose Luis Fuentes Roman? Don't hear anything. Donald Goldmacher? Don't hear anything. Chuck Anderson?
Here.
Thank you. Fred Blair?
Present.
Thank you. Brenda will be late. Brenda Medina. Lawrence Reyes?
Here.
Thank you. Maria Elena Castellanos?
Castellanos is right here.
Thank you. Robert Mark?
Present.
Thank you. Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
Present.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden? I don't hear anything. Stephen Brown?
Here.
Thank you. William Hairweg, and I'm here. Frank Lefevre? I don't hear anything. Jane Gatewood?
Present.
Thank you. Thomas Rainey? I don't hear anything. Pete Tucker?
Here.
Thank you. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 present. That's a quorum. And let's see. We'll look at the draft agenda. Let's call to order. We did. And does anybody want to be a pro tem secretary until Brenda gets here, and then I could take over? Or I could try to take notes if we keep it real simple.
Chair, point of information, this is Lawrence.
Yes, Lawrence.
I had a question for Jane Gatewood. I was just wondering if she was elected again by LSP.
Well, I think we could put that in after we get all the generics done and new business.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, so I didn't hear anybody volunteering, so I'll try to keep notes, and we're going to keep this real simple, right? We did the roll call. And the agenda as proposed was the call to order identification of a secretary. We're not going to do. And then the roll call we did, approval of the agenda, approval of minutes, new business, next meeting, and then adjournment. And so I'm sure there might be some things under new business. But let's see. The next item is can we approve that agenda that was sent out? Do I hear any objections or changes?
I would like to add to the agenda the current status of the 2014 audit.
Okay, I'm going to put that as the first item, of the, even though it's really old business. 2014 audit status.
This is Virginia Browning. I have something.
Okay, who was that? Fred that asked that question? Was that Fred Boyer for the audit?
Yes.
Thank you. And Virginia?
I didn't see if you redid the agenda, but John Prophet had asked to discuss centralizing the financial functions of Pacifica.
Okay, so, who had asked that?
John Prophet at the last call that we had.
Okay, centralizing accounting. Okay, so we have two proposed additions to the agenda. Anything else? Okay, hearing nothing else.
William,
just as long as.
Yes.
Is the membership in question on the agenda? Just for clarification.
So we'll put the WPFW members.
Okay. Thank you.
William, this is Nancy.
Yes?
I'll pinch it for notes, so it can go.
Okay.
Through. You don't have to write.
Great.
Okay.
Very good. I appreciate it. Thank you. Let's see.
This is Robert.
Yes, Robert.
I'd just like to state that the item on the agenda about centralizing finances.
Yeah.
My recollection is what John Prophet actually asked us to do was to come up with a strongly worded resolution to ask the PNB to implement the recommended corrections to our financial system as recommended by the audit letters, one of which was centralizing the accounting system.
Well, that's the only one I remember. There was something else?
Yeah, there was correcting the division of labor issues with respect to financial systems in each station. If you recall, he was going to have Efron figure out if there was any such thing as pro bono accountants that might help us in assessing our needs and coming up with a plan.
Right, so, but they were going to follow up on that after the last meeting. So I don't know if that's needed to be discussed by us now without hearing back from them.
I guess my point is,
if we want to,
My point is that unless it's in the context of implementing the audit the management letters, I don't know that centralizing finances is in the governance committee function.
Well, we could still, as the audit committee, I would imagine, since it's in the management letter, we could say that we, if we agree, that we agree with that proposal. I don't see that that's anything wrong. We certainly aren't in charge of that, but we could say we, since it was brought up in the management letter, we want to agree with it.
I'm thinking. This is Lawrence. William, I mean, Chair.
Yeah.
Maria Lenz.
Robert Mark is right on the button when he says, states that John Prophet wanted us to come up with a strongly worded motion to go to the PNB in regards to the management letters and the Division of Labor. So, I don't know how much weight that will carry, but at least it gives the PNB a sense of the audit committee in terms of this issue. So I would say that at some point we should put it on the agenda and come up with some sort of motion, and maybe Robert Market could put something together.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is in question of adding to the agenda about the management letters, we'll have those two items. And I'm sure there's more things in the management letter, but I don't think we're ready to make motions on all the suggestions. But since Mr. Prophet asked for this, I guess we can discuss it. Now, so I have three. Okay.
Carolyn on the stack. Carolyn on the call. Sorry to be late. And Carolyn on the stack, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Let me make my presence known also. This is Frank with Fever.
Okay, Frank, thank you. This is William Hairwagon. I'm temporarily chairing. Brenda will be a little bit late. We're trying to come up with an approve the agenda, and we've had at least three suggestions. One was the 2014 audit. Excuse me. Status. Another is, I can't even read my own writing. The things from the management letters about the centralizing accounting and division of labor. That's the second item. And the third item. The third item was the WPFW membership status. Go ahead, Maria. And
Carolyn, is there a sec?
Yes, I was trying.
Yeah,
Carolyn's
next.
Thank you. I've been on the sec. I've been trying to get on the sec for several minutes. Am I on the sec now, Maria Elena?
Who was that?
This is Maria Elena. Can I speak now?
Yes, I called you already. I just called you.
Okay. I wanted to add an item to this agenda, and that is to...
ask for, if possible, projections right now from the Efrain or somebody, the main accountants or whoever has the overview, projections right now as to what the financial status is in terms of, you know, how much money are in the coffers to continue operations as it is right now. And final, wait, hold it, let me finish. I'm just suggesting that we get an overall view. I mean, there are reports that, hey, you know, people are getting their salaries chapped, that stations are out of necessity, terminating employees. So we need to get an overall view of what the heck our financial status is so that we can...
We can add that. We'll try to add that to the agenda. We'll see. You have four items now that we're going to vote on. Anybody else? Oh, it was Carolyn.
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry I came in late. And if you've already dealt with this, please tell me. But reviewing the audit and the form in the IRS form, as Efren suggested that we should do, and everybody has agreed to that, is that on the agenda tonight?
It's not on the agenda. Maybe someone can refresh their memories. Wasn't there some...
990. 990. Is that right, Carolyn?
Thank you. And the IRS, right. So I'd like to put that on the agenda.
Well, the 990 is
sort of high priority because we should have approved that before it was sent here, not asked us.
Okay, well, maybe that wasn't audit committee writings per se, but I saw something about that a temporary 990 was signed on August 15th, or a preliminary 990, whatever the...
I don't think there's any such thing. We just failed to approve it first. So we should approve it even if it's post facto.
Hi, this is Heather. I just got onto the call.
Say again?
This is Brenda. I just got onto the call.
Oh, you're just in time. Although I guess I could take the vote since I know what they're trying to add to the agenda.
Okay.
We'll vote on those things. So, Carolyn, I'm adding that you want to discuss the 990 approval as something that we're going to consider now to add. Anybody else?
Just a point of information, sir. Don't you think you should those things are on the agenda for Brenda's edification?
Yeah, I'll just go. Yeah. Okay, I'll read them one more time. So that's a list. The 2014 audit status, Fred Blair wants to discuss that again. And then this is the management letter of things that Mr. Prophet wanted us to consider, which was the first one is the centralized accounting, and the second one is the division of labor. Roughly speaking, and then that was by Virginia, and someone else added the Division of Labor. I forget who that was. Then we had the WPFW membership status. Fred Blair wants to talk about that, and then we have the Maria Elena Castellanos wants to ask for projections on what our financial status really is. And Carolyn wants to talk about the 990 approval situation. So let's take some votes on these items. Are there any objections to adding a discussion of the 2014 audit status?
I actually have a point of information.
Okay.
Hi, this is Brenda. So is there any additional information, Fred, since you did propose it, that you would like to discuss for the audit status that you have become aware of?
Well, I think that could come if we approve to add it on the agenda, then there could be a discussion about it.
No, that's why that will determine how I vote. So that's kind of why I want to know.
Well, there's been all the emails to the committee for the last week with engagement letters and 990 forms and so forth. So we should really go over that information, where things actually stand.
The reason why I'm asking is because we already have the management letters for FY14, and we also have
We don't have 2014 management letters. We have the 2013 management letters.
I'm sorry. That's what I meant. Okay. So it's only in relation to the 2014 audit status. Is that correct?
Right.
Yes. This first item is the 2014 audit status.
Okay. Sorry. Thanks.
All right. Any objections? Adding that to the agenda? Hearing none. That's added. Under new business. I'm putting all these things under new business. We've had them before. Then we have the executive director wanted us to talk about centralizing accounting and the division of labor. Any objection to adding those things to the agenda? Hearing none, that's added with no objection. Then we have WPFW membership status again. Any objections to following up on that?
Yes.
Okay.
The reason being that the committee doesn't determine its members. It's determined by the LSVs. So that's not really our business.
Well, maybe the question is, I'm speaking for whoever brought it up, that maybe there's some new information that we haven't gotten yet, if the LSB did anything or not, you know, that kind of thing. Not that we're going to decide who's a member. That's, of course, we don't do that. So does anybody still object to adding that discussion about if the LSB at WPSW has done anything yet? So hearing no objections, I'm going to add that to the agenda. And then, let's see. Maria Elena Castellano wanted to add projections, escrow projections and financial status and where Pacifica really is.
Overall, just the overall financial health and explain why the budget cuts in KPF with KPFA, and whether or not their recommendations from the financial officers or, you know, with regard to leader budget coming up in the near future. So it's an overall.
Now, this
I'm
is William for the stack.
And Brenda.
I won't vote against adding this to the agenda, but my opinion at this point, if it comes up, I would vote against it, because that's the business of the Finance Committee, not the Audit Committee. But are there any objections to adding that kind of discussion to the agenda?
Well, this is Brenda. I actually would object because it isn't within our purview as the Audit Committee to discuss that. So I would recommend Committee Member Castellanos to please refer to the Finance Committee archive.
I'll rephrase it, and I think it's
okay.
In the realm of the Audit Committee, and that is for the financial contractors who prepare these audits to ask of them an overall status of the audit that suggests or that indicates, you know, where we're at. What does the audit reflect in terms of the general health of Pacifica? And, I mean, because we're picking at these individual items of individual years, and we're not looking at the big picture. Do we have a semi coming down the track? I hear left and right about how, hey, Pacifica can't meet its payroll. Well, then maybe it needs, you know, what do the audits reflect in terms of what Pacifica needs to do in order to get on healthy, a footing? Now, you say I think you're really, anyway, that's my proposal. Y'all don't want to, that's fine, but I think that falls within the realm of the audit committee. That's all.
Chair,
yes.
William?
Yes.
And so the reason why I'm, I would also say, just as a point of order, if I'm not mistaken, that's kind of the management letters for fiscal year 2013. That agenda item covers it. Has to not be redundant. And then our status for the 2014 audit is covered under another agenda item. So I think that's kind of the areas in which...
So you think this should come up under when we talk about the suggestions from Mr. Proctor and discuss some of the management letter items?
That is correct.
Then I withdraw.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll,
I withdraw that item.
Okay, we'll make that part of... Okay, we'll just withdraw it. Okay, and we can discuss it if we want. Okay.
Yeah.
Point of information.
Yes, Nancy?
Nancy, just in case there's a glitch and the recording does not have the roll call in it, I'm missing one name, and could I call the names that I have, and if I haven't called your name, would you speak up? Could I please do that?
Well, how about I just tell you what I think, who the missing people are at this point? Since I already
I just want to know who's here.
Everybody's here except Jose Luis Fuentes, Donald Goldmacher, and Thomas Rainey. Everybody else is here.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. The next item was a discussion of the 990 approval situation. Is there any objections to adding that to the agenda? Hearing no objections, that's added to the agenda. Okay, so the things that were added, and Brenda, I'm going to turn it over to you right after this, were the 2014 audit status, and the among things that Mr. Proctor suggested we discussed from the management letters was the... specializing accounting and the division of labor, and possibly a discussion, and then also possibly a discussion that Maria Aleta was talking about, a financial status. And the third item is the WPFW membership status, and the fourth item is the 990 approval. And then, so the agenda is, we already did. Call to order, identification of secretary. We didn't, yes, Nancy volunteered. Thank you. We got started. And the roll call we did, the approval of agenda, we'll do in a moment. And we have minutes, these four items, and the next meeting day. And now I'll turn it over to you, Brenda, if you're ready.
And this is Don Goldmacher. I've just joined the call.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donald. All right. So is there any objections to the proposal of the agenda as amended? All right. Hearing none, then the revised agenda with additional items are approved. If it is possible, if the pro temp secretary or Williams would be able to submit that so people kind of have an idea of where we're at the agenda item or in the agenda. So moving on to the next item of the agenda is approval of minutes for August 25th and also for September 14th, which folks received along with the draft agenda. Would anyone like to entertain approval of either set of those minutes?
Only that my name was spelled incorrectly, Castellanos here, and that is, it should have a C-A-S-T-E-L-L-A-N-O-S. That's all.
Okay.
Okay, that's what I think it is. I'm sorry, I did a typo.
Okay. Thank you, Maria Elena. Is there anybody else with regards to the set of minutes?
Brenda, I move that we table the minutes until the next meeting because I just got them this afternoon. I haven't really read them over. I haven't seen if they meet the format standard that we specified.
I believe they do. If anyone...
Yeah, I
would
Carolyn here. Yes, Carolyn, I would
put that, please. Is there any objection to tabling the minutes? I actually, anybody? No? All right. Hearing no objections to tabling the minutes are tabled until next meeting. Although I would caution folks, this is one of the reasons why CPB's funding can be held back is as a result of us not approving minutes. Folks who did move the table, we should do our due diligence to review the minutes prior to the meeting if you have a chance. Okay? So moving on to the next agenda item is new business, in which the first item of the agenda for new business I have is the 2014 audit status, which Mr. Blair, if folks can go ahead and mute their phones, there's some feedback that I'm hearing. Please make sure to mute your phone. So, Mr. Blair, if you'd like to go ahead and discuss this item since you did propose it, and then kind of go from there.
Well, over the last week or so since the last audit committee meeting, we've had a number of emails back and forth between Efron, Grant Lamb, John Prophet. We've received draft copies of the engagement letter, which is the contract between Armanino and Pacifica for the 2014 audit. We've received the drafts of the 990 form that was filed for the 2014 audit. So I think that's all status information. There's nobody from management on tonight on this call to provide a formal report. So this is sort of off the top of my head, these things I've mentioned. I have a question as the exact date that the 990 form for 2014 was filed. It's obviously it's now September 22nd, and it was supposed to be filed August 15th. So I'm assuming it was filed sometime in August, but I don't know. I'd like to know how and when when it was actually filed. My understanding is for the 2014 audit, it's still in preparation stage. It hasn't actually formally started. There are problems at KPFK with getting bank reconciliations, and back in September, the business manager was let go, and we got a new business manager, and then that person only lasted about, my understanding is about 5 days, and then they quit. So we were having problems with personnel here, and that's leading to problems with getting the bank reconciliations, which are necessary for the audit, completed. That's all the extent of my information. This is off the top of my head, and I haven't written this stuff down. But KPFK is important is one of the important stations in getting this audit completed, and we still have problems. If somebody with other people would like to jump in and provide information, that's fine. I'm going to mute now.
Okay, thank you, Fred. So the 2013 990 was sent out to folks. I don't know if everybody had an opportunity to see that through their email. Okay. Any additional?
I'd like to add one more thing on the 990.
Go ahead.
It was on Schedule Zero that our Schedule O, which was appended to that 990. It was stated that after we complete the audit, that there will be an amended 990 filed with the IRS, with the final audit numbers on it. That's it.
Okay. Thank you. Anything in regards to the 990 that folks wanted to comment on or have questions about? And again, questions about that we can go ahead and submit either to Efren Leninas, who's our controller at the moment, or to Mr. John Poffitt, the executive director. All right, hearing none, we'll go ahead and proceed to the next agenda item. So as...
Well, Carolyn on the stack, please, sorry.
Okay, go ahead, Carolyn.
Since there's no one here from management to answer our questions, and there are some questions about that form, I would move that we postpone this to the next meeting, and at that point ask... at least Efren to be on the call to answer questions about the forms.
So, okay.
The order in the 990. Uh-huh.
And, okay, Carolyn, I would also, and if anyone would, I would suggest to the committee, especially because there's so many of us, and it is time consuming to constantly be on these calls, that people actually either reply to the 990 thread and be able to submit questions that way, because otherwise, and then we could have a report of the questions that were asked and answered for the stream for the next meeting.
Yes, that's a good point. We should all report to this committee with our questions.
Okay. So did anyone not get the 990 forms that were sent out by Efren about 5 days ago? Okay. Hearing none, if you could please actually reply to the thread, and then that way for next audit committee meeting, we'll go ahead and have a report as a result of those questions. Would that be okay?
Are you going to ask Efren to be on the call?
Yeah, but just in case if he is not able to, that's kind of what I wanted to prevent, is that even if he isn't able to make the call, that we would still be able to report on questions we have about the 990.
Jane Gate with the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Jane.
I don't think I got those. Would it be possible for you to keep a list of anything that people need to review and just send it out as a fresh email when we're done tonight?
Okay.
I don't think I got that one.
And then also, Jane, there is still a question of whether or not, since you did resign from the LSV, of whether or not you're actually on the committee, which wasn't resolved. So that also could be a reason why Efren didn't send it out to you. So I'll go ahead and discuss that once we get to the WPFW membership status. But I'll keep that in mind. I also had Maria Elena. Was this for this particular item, Maria Elena, or...
I withdraw it, and, well, yes, it's for this particular item. But
okay.
Actually, very, very quickly, it was just simply whatever steps Efren took in terms of confirming the veracity of the reports that were sent in from the general managers. Because I know that we used to have rotating on-site audits that would take place, and I don't know when or if those stopped. All I know is that KPFT is the longest, it's been the longest for KPFT of any station to not have an on-site audit. So we don't know whether or not these numbers pop out of the general manager's head or whether or not they can be backed up with actual documents.
Okay, thank you. Would you be able to reply to that thread asking that question in particular, Maria Elena?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, great. Anybody else? All right. Hearing none.
This is Robert Marks.
Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, I would just like to know, when before they start the 2014 audit, is there going to be any kind of entrance consultation by the auditors to us where we can ask the kinds of questions like Maria Elena just asked about the process? And we might be able to ask and get some feedback on how to implement some of the management letter reforms. Do they have any interest in consulting with us?
So you're saying once all the we have all the schedules collected and they're about to start the audit, to actually engage with the auditors with regards to some of these questions? Is that what you mean? Or sooner than that?
That is a common practice before you start an audit, to meet with the audit committee and let the audit committee raise issues that you want them to look for in the course of the audit. And then after that entrance conference, then you leave them alone and let them be independent. But hopefully they address in their audit as a final product the questions that were raised at the entrance conference.
This is Ronnie.
Fred for
can
the
I get
staff also.
Okay, so I have Lawrence and then Fred for the staff. I just do want to get some clarification from Mr. Mark. So are you saying once the schedules are complete or as soon as possible that we would request that Armenino be on the call with us with regards to this to the 2014 audit?
To me, I don't think it makes any difference because we're
okay.
Just giving them we're giving them information that they can then pursue in the audit. So it could happen before the schedules are completed or after, but as soon as possible before they start, you know, going through documents.
Okay, so are you moving to have potentially the auditors on our next audit committee call?
No, I was just asking the question of what happened to that process.
Okay.
I may have information I might throw this up. Sure.
Okay, go ahead, Lawrence. You're the next person on the staff.
Okay, so if my institutional memory serves me well, and Fred could probably correct me if I'm incorrect, but we normally would meet with the auditors at some point before the audit is complete to ask the questions that you're mentioning, Robert. So I'll leave it up to Fred to fill in on that.
Yeah, William for the SPAC, sort of personal privilege.
So is it to be on the staff or is it a point of personal
privilege?
Privilege.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, William, and then I'll get to you, Fred.
My understanding is that I'm now taking notes, and Nancy, you can give up?
That is correct, to my understanding.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Nancy, for taking notes. I sent to William
what I took.
Okay, thank you so much. Fred, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, thank you, Brenda. Yeah, it's standard practice for audit committees to meet, preferably before the audit even begins, to have a consultation with the auditors to make requests, like maybe the audit committee would make request that the auditors concentrate in particular areas on the audit, like let's say restricted bank accounts or something of that nature, or pension benefits. So it's standard practice at the very beginning, before the audit begins, to consult with the auditors, get feedback from them, what they want to do, and to give them some instructions. That's about. And that's what most of the audit kits that are out there instruct the audit committee to do.
Okay, thank you, Fred. Yeah, and that's kind of one of the reasons why for this meeting is hopefully we can review at least some portions of the management levers from fiscal year 2013 to go ahead and kind of engage with that information. All right.
Brenda, may I add? I meant to make a motion in my presentation that I move that the chair contact the auditor to arrange a consultation with the committee.
That is exactly what I wrote down, but sure. Would anybody like to, or does anybody have any objections for me to contact the auditors for them to be hopefully either on our next call or as soon as possible? All right. Then I'll go ahead.
I think that's fine, but Carolyn here. I would like to include Efren on the call also.
Carolyn, may I respond?
Yeah, go ahead.
Generally, the audit committee should consult with the auditors without management being present. And I believe Efren is sort of management. That this is really, we're really the boss of the audit committee. I mean, of the auditors. We're the ones that are have specified to engage with them. And management shouldn't be present during that conference.
That is correct. Do you wish to still include everyone at the upcoming call if, in fact, the auditors are present, Carolyn?
Point of information.
Okay, and then if Carolyn, you responded, you're on mute. Go ahead, Lauren.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am on mute. I apologize. I think I agree with Freddie's correct, of course. But maybe we could have questions to submit to Efren so that we can respond to them.
So as I mentioned earlier, on the 990 email thread, if you can respond to that, or if you want for the audit committee agenda, whatever is easiest for anyone, and I'll go ahead and compile those questions. If it's not sent to Efren directly, but make sure you CC the rest of the committee onto those emails if there is, in fact, questions to the controller in particular. Okay. Lawrence, go ahead.
Yeah, just as a question to Fred, don't we also recommend to the PNB the adoption of the orders or not as one of our roles?
Correct, but that's after the completion of the audit.
Right, okay.
All right. Is there any objections to asking Armenino to be on the next committee call? All right. If there is, you're on mute. But hearing any objections, I'll go ahead and make sure to ask Armenino if they can be present for our next committee call. Go ahead.
Nancy with KPFD, should we confer to each other by email about what kind of questions we want to ask the auditor and have them kind of compiled?
Sure. If that's that would actually be much more helpful. I know as we were going through the last process with Armenino, that actually helped save some time, and it gives them an opportunity since they did do our audit last year to actually be able to have a more meaningful discussion for the next committee meeting. So if it is possible, I would urge the committee members to submit their stuff in writing to each committee member, and then that way we can have it sent over to the auditors.
Okay, so who do we send to these questions? To the audit list, serve, or how do we do?
There is...
Here, I'll just send out an email to folks. So then that way you can send out reply to the email thread for questions to the auditor. Does that sound okay for folks?
Good.
Yeah. Okay.
William, point of information.
Go ahead, William.
On the last motion where there was no objection to asking the auditors for the next call, I'm wondering if that's appropriate since we don't, as far as I know, we don't have an engagement letter yet. So we're still, they're not officially our auditors.
We could request it. Again, it could be possible that they're not available to be on the call. It is a request.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And then they have the ability to be or not be on the call, depending on where they're at. All right. Anything else for the 2014 audit status? All right. So next item on the agenda that I have here is, is the management letters. I'm sorry?
Ms. William, I sent an email with the items we added.
Yes, I'm looking at that right now. Is the management letter suggestions from the ED? Is the first one is centralized accounting. And if folks would recall from last meeting, there was discussion about how to have an opportunity to have more of the finances controlled through the national office as opposed to each individual station, if I'm not mistaken. So if anybody would like to be on the SAC or dive, go into further detail, you're more than welcome to.
Yeah, William for the SAC.
Go ahead, William.
Not knowing all the details of how things really work, except that I know we don't have nearly enough people at WBAI. We have no financial people whatsoever. I would think that we'd need to, or somebody, maybe not the audit committee, would need to investigate all this, what's going on at each station, and what the national is doing, and then what the proposed changes would be. I don't think it's at all feasible for us to say, let's centralize accounting right now.
Jane Gatewood for the SAC.
Okay. Thank you, William. Jane, go ahead.
Along the same lines, I think that the recommendations from the audit letter should be looked at comprehensively. And I know that on the call that I was participating in when the auditors were with us, for example, they mentioned to us, and I don't know if this is in the management letter, but they mentioned that the size of the committee was a concern to them, and I think that that is something that, if it was not in the management letter, and I don't imagine it was, I think that we should consider that. It was brought to our attention as a concern. It was discussed briefly in some setting, but I agree strongly with the approach that I just heard a minute ago from William. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else?
Nancy, from KPFT.
Nancy, go ahead.
I had a question.
why we cannot do both, like something at the station and at the center? I mean, isn't that what we have now? We send everything there. I mean, it must have been a lot of boo-boos and missing things to have this suddenly this question on us to centralize.
Well, yeah. So, go ahead.
Well, what I'm saying is, what's wrong with both? I mean, the stations having a responsibility to keep up finance and send to central office the accounting. Instead of only one, why not both? I don't understand.
Yeah, William for the stack.
Go ahead, William.
Nancy, that's sort of what we supposed to be doing now, and apparently not doing it very well, and the auditors are, that's why the auditors are making a recommendation to centralize everything. And just a little side comment, I would imagine that would include writing checks. This is, this is a big thing, and I'm against it right now.
So, I'm actually, from my understanding of this recommendation by the executive director has been as a result of sometimes things not heading over to central services, not being paid to the national office, as well as people having different bank accounts at each individual station to maintain their autonomy. And so that has been a trouble as a result of that. And therefore, from my understanding, one of the recommendations that had been proposed to the committee and in looking at how to change that. I'm also against that, but that's from my understanding of why it was proposed in the first place or by the executive director.
Thank you.
Virginia to the staff.
Virginia, go ahead.
Sorry, I dropped off the call, so maybe I'm repeating. And I heard most of what you just said, which is part of what I was going to say, but apparently there are numerous bank accounts, and the management letter says that there is there's a potential for things not to be confirmed. There are different accounting systems at different stations. It's perceived as a very time-wasting system that ends up not being, that doesn't work anyway.
I'm sorry, I heard two voices. Was that Robert Mark, and then I heard Lauren?
Yeah, do you hear mine?
Did I hear Robert Mark?
Yeah.
Okay, so I heard you first. Go ahead.
And can you add Fred to the stack also?
Sure.
Yes. The main reason for the idea of centralization is that we have stations that can't seem to do their reconciliations monthly. And so at the end of the year, there are no reconciliations, and until all of those are done, we can't have an audit. I, too, am concerned about giving the central office the authority to write checks because I don't trust them to segregate the monies from the stations. They'll just take whatever money is available and pay whatever bill is there, and the stations that raise the money won't have the money to pay their own bill. So I don't want that to happen. But in terms of the centralization, what centralization might be able to do is take that reconciliation function and transfer it to the central office by virtue of electronically sending documentation on a daily basis to the central office. so that the central office people can hire people that can go onto the Great Plains and make the appropriate entries, and then you don't have to be paying higher skilled people at the local office who are merely forwarding the financial documents and writing the check.
Thank you, Robert, for that clarification. Lawrence, go ahead.
Yeah, Robert again is on the mark. The problem that we have, in addition to what Robert commented on, is that all stations that have their own individual and entrenched cultures, not just the system. I mean, it's a culture that each it seems that each station has that prevents them from getting together all the financial documentation that's required to do the individual audits of those stations. So I would think about what Robert said and, you know, maybe make a favorable decision if he was to make a motion like that. But I don't know if that's within our preview to do. So, but you know, it's the entrenched cultures that are really preventing this order from getting off the ground.
All right, Lauren, are you moving for a motion in regards to what Mr. Mark said, or?
If Mr. Mark comes up with something similar to what he was saying in terms of, you know, the electronic trail that each station could provide the central office, then I would probably be in favor of something like that.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Fred, go ahead.
Yes. My understanding is a couple of years ago there was some motions made to consolidate the bank accounts, because I think we had at one time 15 or 20 different bank accounts in different banks. And because of the fact that we were running, you had these different accounts in different banks, when we did transfers, we were running up several hundred thousand dollars in transfer fees. So I don't know if that took place or I think that's one of the things that the auditors suggested. I don't know if they suggest. I've heard that they didn't actually suggest centralization of all financial functions in the national office, but I haven't read the management letter in that detail yet. That's it.
I'm going to put myself on the stack. Is there anybody else that would like to be on the stack?
Virginia and Berkeley at KPSA.
Okay, Virginia, I'll let you go ahead and then I'll put myself on after you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I realize that I do think this is a good discussion to have, although ultimately I think it's up to the management I don't think it's up to the PNB to make the decision as to whether this gets done, but it certainly seems important for PNB members and committee members to understand why these decisions need to be done. So it's a good discussion to be having. That's all.
Okay. Thank you, Virginia. So actually, it would be under the purview of the National Board to be able to make those requests of management in order to be able to move forward on that. Back when I was on the PMB in 2013, there was a proposal to potentially to consolidate bank accounts, which is problematic on various levels. One, as I mentioned before, it eliminates autonomy. But two, there's also room for failure of checks and balances, as some of the other committee members mentioned. I would also say that my hope for this particular committee meeting was to discuss in detail the recommendations from the management letter, since it seems that most of our discussion items are circling around that rather than actually getting to the recommendations provided by the auditors as a result of this, in which they outline in detail just the challenges that they did face with getting the audit ready and kind of in moving forward to be able to recommend policies to the PMB on how to better situate both the national office and individual stations with being able to do a lot of things to get the audits on track. So I would urge of the committee, if you haven't done so, please, please, please look over the 2013 management letters.
Okay, William for the spec.
Go ahead, William.
Yeah, I make a motion to postpone discussion of the 2014 management letters till the next meeting, at which time everybody on the committee
you
will
mean
have
2013?
The 2013, excuse me, you're absolutely right, 2013 management letters to be able to intelligently discuss them if everybody's read them and hopefully have questions or try to understand them. Then we can have an intelligent discussion on what steps we might take. I move to postpone this to the next meeting and that everybody is requested, this is part of the motion, everybody is requested, as you said, to read and attempt to understand the management letters.
I'm going to object.
Okay.
I'm going to respectfully object. Because there was a motion that was made in regards to move that, and this is by Robert Mark, move that the audit committee recommends to take immediate action and to action to investigate and report on options available to centralize accounting functions as recommended by the 2013 audit letter. I'm sorry, I don't mean to hijack it, Robert, but I like it. So.
I'm sorry. Give me 1 second to understand what you mean, Lawrence. So you're objecting to the postponement of the 2013 audit, but you're introducing another motion?
No, I object respectfully to postponing this to the next meeting because the motion that came out of the discussion that Bob March has forwarded to the committee.
Okay. All right. Then let's go ahead and take it to a vote. If there is an objection to the postponement of the discussion, and then kind of go ahead and move forward based on what Mr. Mark sent out to the committee. Mr. Secretary, if you could kindly call the roll.
Okay, this is on the postponement motion that I just made. Okay.
Just a point of order, a no means that there's no postponement, right? And a yes is that
yes would mean that to postpone. You agreed to postpone to the next meeting.
Could you read your motion first?
To postpone the management letter discussions to the next meeting, at which time everybody will have read and try to understand them. Okay. So, a yes means you agree with postponing, and no means you don't agree with postponing.
Point of order.
Maria Elena here.
Go ahead.
Maria Elena here. Did we have full discussion as to why we need to postpone it? I mean, other than that, some people have not read. Hasn't everyone received it? Am I being presumptuous and thinking
that everyone should have received it? But it seems from the discussion, it feels as though people have
not read it, and there have been questions that seem as though there's no particular clarity of, it just doesn't seem like people read it. So that's all I'm saying. And so William did go ahead and move that we actually postpone it as a result of that.
Point of order?
Yes.
Go ahead. Would it be possible for the chair to resend it so that we can actually come to a decision tonight? I mean, there's so much in our experience already. I know not. All of us have served on these committees for a period of years. And my heavens, I mean, the need for centralization, you know, I think it slaps us in the face. And, you know, we just can't continue to operate as a national multi-million-dollar organization and have everybody balkanizing the financial operations with their little bank over there and their little bank and credit union over here. And I mean, anyway, I'm just saying, I think that, is it possible at all that we can resend it so that everybody can look at it? I mean, and
I'll resend it. It's been sent out multiple times, and I'll go ahead and resend it, but that's kind of the purpose of which I'm asking folks to actually sit down and read it. So a lot of these discussions and hesitancies and questions about the previous audit can be clarified, so we can go ahead and proceed with talking to the auditors about this upcoming audit much more informed.
Virginia, I don't know what it's called, point of clarification, or I have a question about clarification.
Sure, go ahead.
It seems to me that postponing a detailed discussion about the management letter is somewhat separate from if people want to talk about the centralizing of some functions. That it seems like it's getting, I mean, it's related, but it's not exactly the same question. So it seems.
Are you saying that those should be two separate issues?
Well, I think it is two separate issues, but
I
feel like it's being talked about as if it's one issue.
This is Ryan, so I'd like to say, the reason why I object. Okay.
Go ahead, Ryan.
So, you know, I object because, I mean, we're at critical mass here, and this is just like kicking the can down the road, and to postpone it to the next meeting, which is next month, almost at the end of the month, I don't think that's too cogent. So that's the reason I'm stating my objection, and also to support Robert Mark's motion.
Robert Mark, thanks.